Everybody, check out the On Deck TV podcast. I just did an interview with them. It came out really dope. Check them out on social media. Also, check them out on YouTube. And tell them I sent you.
Is the mic still on?
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying...
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Is the Mic Still On podcast. You can catch the show on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. My name is Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me on the show, we got Micey Town.
Hey, yo. What up, boy?
BZ430.
Yeah. What up, though?
And sitting in for Modest Media, we got Eric V. from Dead End Gaming.
What up, y'all? What up? Hope you're staying safe and clean and active.
And FIFA will be joining us, and hopefully Sophie will be joining us as well. We are still practicing social distancing and some of us self-isolation. So we're still recording everything virtually right now. So, like Eric said, I hope you guys are, you know, being safe out there, and in an attempt to get things back to normal, we got a show today, a full show, facts only. We're going to do the word of the day as usual, get into some topics, common commentary, and close out with a question. So, you guys can leave us a voicemail. Yeah, that too. The number is 470-440-0811. And I'll figure out a way to play this thing through this recorder that we got. So y'all give me some time to work that out, and then we'll get on that. So we don't have any facts only so far. So we're just going to jump into our word of the day. And that word is bellicose. Now, I'm familiar with this word. Some of you out there may be familiar with this word. But if you are not, I will go ahead and, well, let me see if I can play this. I don't know if I can. Hold on. Might cause feedback. Let me try.
Bellicose.
All right. Yep, bellicose. So it's an adjective. The origin is late Middle English, 15th century. The first definition is aggressive and argumentative. The second is having an inclination to initiate conflicts. And the third is demonstrating a willingness to fight. The two examples I have are, my bellicose sister insulted my shoes and now she's going to get what's coming to her. And Genghis Khan was a bellicose warlord who ravaged the Eurasian continent centuries ago. So there we go with... Huh? Yeah. So.
Anything that could start a nigga moment. That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah. So that's the word of the day. So that's it. So let's jump into some topics. So B, what you got, bro?
I don't know if this is going to be worth talking about, but y'all boy Drake finally showed his son, man. He showed his son to the world. I want to say, was it today or yesterday? But he got so bored in this quarantine social distancing. He's like, fuck it, let me go ahead and show my son, you know, show the world my son and shit, man. And from the picture, he showed his son. He took a picture with his baby moms. And the son.
He did? Huh? I didn't see that.
Yeah, pictures with his baby with the baby mothers. And they showed a picture of his son along with Drake's mother, and it's like, yeah, he is. It's like the baby Adonis is like a spitting image of Drake's mom, man. It's crazy. But yeah, like I said, Drake was so damn bored. He was like, fuck it, let me get the world talking about me real quick and show my son. So yeah, man. Like I said, I don't know if it's gonna extend.
You know what? It was interesting because like
2 years old too. I didn't realize it's been 2 years since. Damn, that's crazy.
Has it been that long since they had that beef?
Yep, 2 years. His son 2 years old. That was in 2018 when that was going down.
Dang.
I know, right?
Wild time flies.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so part of my daily routine is, you know, it's just checking headlines on news sites. So I went to CNN and I saw like Drake, I think at the top, like trending, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh shit, Drake got the coronavirus.
Yeah, isn't that crazy, the world we live in now? It's like, now if you see someone trending, your automatically assumption is like, oh shit, they got the coronavirus. They made an announcement of some sort of that they got the coronavirus. Yeah. Yep. Is Mike laughing? Mike cracking up.
He is.
Mike cracking up. Mike is cracking up.
That's him,
Mike.
Where did he get the hair from? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Looking at
the Jufro. It's a Jufro.
Yeah, what y'all? He's Drake is half Jewish.
I know that, but Drake's hair is straight and black, right?
We've never really seen Drake's hair. He's always had it really close.
He's had curly hair. Yeah, he's grown his
hair.
Has he?
Yeah. Has he had blonde hair?
Blonde, no.
His mom is blonde.
You know, so sometimes it skips generation.
Yeah, it skips generation. Yeah, it skips. Yeah. That's why I said his baby is a spitting image of his mother.
Like, if you look at the picture, there's a picture on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you look at the picture of Drake's baby with his mother, man, it's the same fucking person.
You can see. Yeah. You see it. You literally see it.
But people are being pretty mean. Like, they're calling the baby ugly and.
Oh yeah, I didn't see it. Yeah,
That's why it was trending. If you go through the posts. Is people making fun of the kid?
Oh yeah. See, I wouldn't. You mean yeah? When it comes to baby stuff, I never really like try to read comments or see what people say, because eight times out of ten, it's gonna be some nasty comments, and I don't want to see that. I mean, I don't want to see people talking bad about someone.
It depends a lot on the baby though. Sometimes, like, you know.
But I mean,
I feel you, but you know, babies. First of all, it's Drake. So, obviously, there's going to be a lot of negative comments that's going to come from that.
Right.
I try to, like, when I first saw it, I'm like, what? When I was like, oh, Drake revealed his baby, I was like, why did this
see, that, look, I can see why.
Like Chucky. That was the first. And then I caught myself. I self-checked myself. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to talk about.
You just did.
I know, right?
And I self-checked myself.
It's too late. You just said it on the podcast.
It's recorded now. It's documented, Ken.
Wanna come out and play?
Stop.
Every time you put that picture up.
What's the little saying that the Chucky doll says? Oh, fuck.
We're friends to the end.
Yeah, you were. We're friends to the end. Ha, ha, ha.
You're my friend to the end.
Just you're my picture this. You're my friend to the end.
Hi, I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi ho.
Oh, my God.
Real talk, I don't think the kid's ugly. I think the kid's...
I don't think so either. Yeah, it's like, when I saw it, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
They said that's why Drake was hiding the son. You know that push a line?
Yeah.
Hiding a...
Hey, no, but peep though, Mike. Why someone tweeted an old tweet of Pusha when he was laughing, ha ha ha. I guess after when Drake must have responded to his.
Oh, I saw that.
Like, so people was saying like, soon when he revealed his son, Pusha T somewhere laughing, like laughing about it, ha ha ha.
That's mean.
The kid, I was like,
being mean, but I don't know. I saw that. I did I retweet it, but it was one where it was this kid. He was like, hey. Hey, why don't you show them that dance you do around the house or something? And it was this video of this kid. I think the kid white, but he has like the same similar curly hair, and he's doing this dance and stuff like that. And maybe I did retweet it.
Ken. You did retweet it. I'm looking at your profile now, man.
Oh man, I meant to like it. I'm sorry.
Y'all mean as hell, man. Y'all.
It's the Napoleon Dynamite. It's Napoleon Dynamite. That's what it is.
Oh, that's what I didn't know what that was from.
That's mean as hell, man.
They are being mean. I don't know why Drake
Who's
did
they?
That.
Who's they?
Huh?
Who do you mean? That's mean.
I don't know. I think it's funny. I mean, I don't think it's that mean. He does resemble the kid. It's just saying that he looks like him, which he does.
Yeah, I guess. That was not me. Some of the stuff I saw today was...
Yeah. No, I definitely saw
really cruel.
Yeah, I saw some evil shit today.
And I don't understand why people, like, do that. Cause I don't think the kid's ugly. He just puffy cheeks and curly hair. I don't think there's anything wrong with the kid, but, like, as soon as I saw it, I just had a feeling that people were going to... Even if they don't feel that way, mm-hmm. they were going to say things just to kind of, you know, sort of get these jokes off, even if their jokes were not funny. And I don't know, like Drake had this big long message and stuff, you know, attached to the Instagram tweet and stuff like that. But I don't know, man. Like, I just don't understand people sometimes.
Look, Drake did not want to show this kid. His girl made him do this.
No.
Look at Drake's face.
Like, you
he does not look happy.
You should be smiling. Like, you should be smiling. This is my son.
Bruh, hey. This is the face of a man that knows these jokes are coming.
You could be onto something, Mike. You are definitely onto something.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
Because look, if this is
proud daddy face, bro.
Right, hey,
Drake
Mike,
always smiling.
Mike, if you're debuting your son like this, you're going to be happy. Your first
like a new single.
But look, debuting your son. the mom is happy as shit.
Yeah, she is.
Drake looks like he's like, God. Damn, I just gave Pusha some more ammo.
Yeah. No, I think you're right, man, because I'm probably like one of the least smilingest person, but you smile with your baby. You're taking pictures with your kid. It's just a thing.
It's a thing, right. Right. Like,
you know.
Look, even the kid knows. The kid's like, the fuck you doing? Even the kid's face is like, bro, don't do this. Don't do this.
Wait, where is that picture at? I didn't see that one.
That's the main one I saw. That with Drake, the kid, and the mom.
Yep, missing.
I saw the one where it's just
Eric got it on his Twitter. Yeah. I mean Instagram. Yep.
It's a nice picture. She's pretty. The kid's not bad looking. Drake just looks like he does not want to be there.
He does. Look how he got that, like, if you just smell something that stank, but you don't want to make a too much of a scrunny face to like reveal that it stink. But it's just like,
look, he wants to give that kid back so bad right now. The second this picture was done, he's like, man, take this motherfucker, man. It's some bullshit. I told you I don't want to do this.
That damn hair, though. Man, I need to find this picture of him and his mom.
See, that's a better picture.
Yeah.
That's the one I saw.
Oh, okay.
This is dope.
Yeah, the one with them both picture. In black. That's a dope picture.
Hold on. I just had the one of his. Okay, look, this is the mama.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is that kid.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's you see it. You definitely see it. There's no denying.
Because otherwise, I would say that ain't Drake's baby. Because Drake is light, but that kid looks like he's white.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that hair, I'd be like, bro, Drake, you might want to get that DNA test, bro.
That DNA test, bro.
But I'm assuming he probably already did.
I think he would have.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a planned pregnancy from what I understand, so.
Hey, I mean, hey, Mike, that's that on that.
Hey, that's that on that.
Hey, Mike, that's that on that. Yeah,
that. Look, when you saw the picture of the mama next to him, that's that on that.
That's that on that.
That's that on that. Look, that's what Drake's dad called and said. He said, hey, son.
Hey, son.
That's that on that.
That's that on that. That's look, that's your right boy. There, boy. That's your son. That's that on that.
Man, hey.
He left that on that. That's why he got that kid.
They all know.
Oh, like, yeah.
He didn't need no DNA test, bro.
No, he didn't. Yeah, well, I mean, you're right. I mean, the mother is like, yeah, bro. That's bloodline right there.
Yeah, that's bloodline. That's a come up.
For her? You talking about Vern?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, it is.
Well, didn't she already have some money? She's a porn star, right? Or did Pusha make that up?
No, nah, it says adult star.
I've never seen her before. I don't know who she is.
Adult star?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean, she's probably making some good money.
Yeah.
Unless she got that fucking Mia Khalifa, you know, where she only got like $17 for 150 movies.
Damn, that's
she wasn't making no Drake money. Yeah.
Huh?
I said she wasn't making no Drake money. We know that.
So. Nah, she wasn't making no Drake money. Not at all.
She doing all right.
Poor thing.
Lord.
Yeah, I mean, they just picked a bad picture. I think the kid is cute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like kids. The kid's not bad looking. They need to stop it on Twitter. You know, all y'all talking shit about this kid, let me see y'all's fucking baby pictures.
Exactly.
Y'all were some little gremlin, ghouly looking motherfuckers, too.
Mm-hmm.
I seen some of y'all. I bet y'all had grown man faces as babies. You ever see them babies that look like they a fucking grown ass man, but it's a baby? Baby look like it's been smoking a cigar for 13 years. baby look like it's been drinking Hennessy for like 8 months.
I know. Like, fuck Similac breath. That motherfucker, you got that fucking liquor breath, man.
Right. I've seen babies before, bro. Right. That them babies really look like they've been drinking Mad Dog for like a month and a half.
And life is just hard as hell.
Life is hard as fuck.
Man.
Like, the baby already got a nickname. The nickname is like Rufus. And the baby's only like 8 months.
A bulldog or some shit.
Right. Man, hey. This is a cute baby. I've seen some ugly ass babies, all right.
Yeah, man, it's not. I wouldn't. If I see that, I wouldn't have been like, "Oh, I'm clowning it." It wouldn't like that, man. It's a cute picture of a baby.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some babies before. I remember this one time, this baby came into Whole Foods, y'all, when I was working there, and I was loading up the bulk bins, and she had this little sucker in a book bag. You know, the ones where like the baby's on the back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know
the
baby was ugly as hell. The baby was so ugly. So I know she put him on her back because she didn't want to see him. But she was.
Okay, so this is messed up, Mike. And I remember one time.
I remember one time.
Oh, you finished?
I wasn't even done. Oh. That's fucked up, B.
I'm quiet. I'm sitting here quiet and shit like I'm quiet.
I'll finish fast. Don't worry. But I was filling up the bin, and I looked over, and the baby was looking me dead in the eyes. I couldn't help it. I just went, oh. And he just kept staring at me. And I felt so uncomfortable, because in my head, I was like, God damn, this baby's ugly as hell. And the mom was pretty. She looked over. She smiled. I'm like, oh, hi. I'm like, don't turn around again, because I don't want to see your backpack busted ass baby.
They say babies do that because they think you're, like, good to look at, basically.
Better than him to look
at. That's what I'm saying. Wait, they say babies look at you.
Like when they stare at you, that means they like the way you look, apparently.
Oh.
So really? Take it as a compliment, yeah.
No.
All right, B, where's your ugly baby story? Because they about to eat. It's going to be nothing but comments, but, oh, Mike over here making fun of babies. Mike calling babies.
So this Mike was so mean. This was some years ago. A young lady I used to date, her cousin had just had a baby. And I remember, oh my God, we had went to the store. We was going to Kids R Us. And I forgot why we was going to Kids R Us. So I was dropping them off at Kids R Us. And I hadn't seen the baby. So when you know how when you had the strollers? Listen.
You thought it was a puppy?
You said what?
That ain't no damn puppy.
That ain't no damn puppy.
So you know how you know how they have the strollers and shit, right? And you know how like you can cover the baby, you know, cover the baby up, like cover it up.
Oh, shit.
So like, oh, you got the baby? Oh, cool. Let me see it, Mike. I swear to God, when I put the cover up to see it, dude, I thought that was fucking Bushwickville, man. Rest of Dude, I swear. And you know what's worse, though? You know what's worse? For a second, I almost said, ooh. Like, I almost said, ew. Like, when I saw but I just had to, like, I had to literally stop myself and was like, oh, my God. And, you know, of course, you had the perp and went, oh, okay, cool. This is that's nice. Da, da, da. Man, I put that cover down so quick.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I thought my mom was really playing tricks on me that day because I
Hell no.
Motherfucker, it's Bushwick Bill. Like, oh my God. It goes to what you were saying, Mike, how when you see babies, they look like they're grown ass fucking people. Little baby's like, he did like 15 years. Hard time.
Oh, God. Okay, they look like this, B.
Why do you have that?
Where did you get that from? Where did you get that from, dude? Why is that in your house?
Oh shit!
Who might got Annabelle and shit in this damn in his house? Man, put Annabelle down! Shit! Throw her ass away!
Oh, oh god!
All right, that was my story. I'm done. Oh. No more baby jokes.
That's a goddamn shame. Your baby looked like Bushwick Bill.
Oh. And what's crazy, she's the girl, she was bad. Like, you know how you would think, like, someone cute as hell have a good-looking baby or something? She was bad as hell, and her baby looked like fucking Bushwick Bill. Oh, my God.
He'll probably grow into his face at some point.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's grown into what face? He was already
grown into it. You mean the body will grow into the face?
Right, like... Come on.
I've seen some babies that I've seen some really good looking people as babies, and the baby's not very attractive, but sometimes they get better looking.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, yeah. Cause I've known some females that didn't, that looks good now, but then when I saw the old picture, I'm like, you sure this is you? You sure this is you? Like, damn. Talk about glow up.
Ooh, Jesus Christ.
Y'all crazy, man.
What you got, Eric?
So I know because of coronavirus, all the celebrities are staying inside as they should, or most of them are. Some of them are talking about some stupid shit that they don't care about it. But I've been seeing a lot of people go live on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, and people like, shit, my fucking Questlove out here, you know, like doing a Twitch DJ thing. Like, do y'all enjoy that? I know BZ and FIFO, they were doing their battles and they got more on the way. But do y'all tune in and watch? Do y'all enjoy that content, or how y'all feel about it?
You know what? I liked it like the first day. And then after that, I was just over it. I was just like, if I want to play music, I'll just play what I want to hear. And, you know, just tap out from that. But I think it's dope. I think it's cool. You know, a lot of people are, well, there are people out there that's looking for stuff to do. So I think it'll be a moment that we'll talk about how these celebrities went online and just started doing random stuff for free. But yeah, I think it's dope from that standpoint. But tuning in to watch them, nah, I catch a replay.
I feel that. I know that, yeah, like, Knowledge, she dropped an album on his Twitch and shit. Knowledge?
Did?
Knowledge.
Oh. Knowledge.
Yeah. And Party Next Door did, too, apparently.
Who?
Well, he didn't, wait a minute, Knowledge didn't drop it on Twitch. He just, like, did, like, a streaming.
Well, he played it early on Twitch. Album. Yeah, he but played his, album on Twitch. His VOD is probably still there. Like, his video on demand is probably still there if you want to replay it. But what were you saying, Mike? My bad, I interrupted.
I don't think I was saying anything.
Okay, just that you wasn't tuning in.
You said somebody, and I couldn't. Oh no! Oh yeah, I was saying I don't. Those things are entertaining for me for about 5 minutes, and I get bored, and I just turn it off. Like, I've never been one to watch people's live videos. Mm-hmm. The only one I did tune into was Run the Jewels did a live thing where they were like, "Oh, we're gonna play some new tracks." And I did watch that. And I'm going to tell you right now, if those two motherfuckers had their own TV show, I'd watch it every week. They are fucking
hell, man.
They were trying to figure out how to get the audio to work. And what kept happening is LP would be like, all right, I'm going to play it from the speakers into my iPad. Because that's where he was doing the stream from.
I saw that clip,
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, yeah.
Every time he started playing it, Killer Mike's dumbass would start rapping his verse, and then the audio on LP's side would drop out. But they weren't reading the comments where everyone was like, yo, Mike, mute your mic in this one. Yes. They never saw that shit, so it kept happening. So they were going back and forth where they'd be like, LP would be like, oh, I'm gonna play it and I'm gonna turn it up really loud, and Killer Mike would be like, yo, I can't hear it. But it's because he was talking.
Yeah.
It was the funniest shit yeah. I have seen in months. I was literally in tears watching these two fools try to figure out how to play this one song. And it never worked. Yeah. They never got it to work.
Hey, Mike, if a network saw that, they should have picked up on that quick and be like, yo, we got to pitch y'all something.
Bro.
They got to pitch them something.
If they don't do a TV show, they need to do like...
Or like a YouTube a series YouTube or something. Yeah. Or
something, because those Man, two that are shit was fucking hilarious. Hilarious.
That shit they was playing was fucking dopest.
It was, but yeah. I didn't even... Seriously, after a couple minutes, I didn't even care about hearing the song no more. I just wanted to see it. Like, that LP was like, all right, well, tell me if you want me to turn the sound up. So when he hit play, Killer Mike did this, like the thumbs down. So LP was like, you want me to turn it down? And Mike was like, no, I was trying to tell you that it wasn't playing loud. So he was like, who the fuck put their thumb down to tell you to turn something up? I'm telling you, man, that shit was fucking hilarious. But that's the only one I watched. I didn't watch nobody else's live. I get bored real quick.
Yeah, I'm not a live watcher either, but the D-Nice thing was interesting. For me, it was more interesting about the people that actually joined versus the music he was playing. I think about D-Nice was the fact of how long he was going. Because, like, I think one of those, he almost went, almost 24 hours or, like, 12 hours, 18 hours, some shit, some crazy shit like that. So that was dope. Like, Michelle Obama was in there, you know, a whole bunch of celebrities. So that was kind of cool to see that. But yeah, I'm not a live person either.
Do y'all think that was staged?
What's that?
Nice shit?
Mm-hmm. I definitely think there was an agenda behind it. Cause if you look at after kind of, so when he started, right? Like because of the copyright and stuff, like we got shut down, I guess Instagram was kind of messing with him, but then he talked to Instagram, they reached out or whatever, they allowed him to do whatever he was doing. But like immediately after that first day that he got close to 100,000, all of a sudden you seen like a whole bunch of voting type stuff. So there was a whole bunch of stuff after the fact. So it did feel a little pre-planned.
Yeah. Like I really, honestly, I don't see Oprah sitting at the house and being like, yo, I'm going to go on D-Nice's Instagram. I don't see Bernie Sanders.
And
I don't
Joe Biden.
Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm. I don't see these Biden. People really sitting at the house being like, yo, I'm going to get my little dance off. Let me see what D-Nice is up to. No disrespect to D-Nice. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I didn't even know that that was the D-Nice from the 80s.
Neither did I.
I didn't know he was DJing like that. So, I mean, that's my fault, of course. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
So I do legit think they did show up, but I don't think they stayed around.
Yeah,
I think they wanted to sign in or one of their people
right.
sign in yeah. for them, their social right. media manager, say a little something, have a lot of people say, oh, Bernie in here, or oh, Oprah here, or Gayle King in here, and then they bounce, or they just leave it up, and then that's it.
Yeah, I don't think anything online is 100% genuine. I think there's always – there could be an agenda or something. But obviously, the majority of people are stuck at home, and I think that a lot of people did tune into D-Nice to just have something to do at home and not be as bored as you can be, you know, being home as long as we've been home. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So.
Hey, Sophie. Hey, people.
What up, Sophie? What up, Sandy? So?
What up? I agree with Mike. I think it's weird. I don't think people would know about that shit on average.
Especially Bernie Sanders and Michelle Obama.
And Joe fucking Biden.
And Joe Biden.
There with the fucking thumbs up. That shit is weird. It's just weird.
But you know, D-Nice has played for the Obamas before.
So, oh yeah,
yeah. So there's somewhat of a relationship there.
Yeah, he's a celebrity DJ from what I gathered. Mm-hmm. And I think that was like he had been doing it for a while. I think for consecutive days. It's just that one is the one that blew up, and then for him to hit 200,000 the next day, yeah. It just became like the place where you had to be, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But like. I like Anthony Hamilton as a singer, and even though he was doing a free concert, and I think Erykah Badu did one, I just, for whatever reason, huh?
I said Erykah Badu charged $1 for hers.
Yeah, I just had no, as much as I love them as artists, I wasn't interested in going to watch them sing on there.
But right. I don't know. Ken, do you think that this creates like a new platform for people to interact like socially, but not physically? You know what I'm saying?
I hope not.
Why not?
Like, because we're already bad with that kind of shit. We don't need it getting worse, man.
I mean, I wouldn't call it worse. That's there, though. Like, it's been there for years. I've been live streaming for, like, over 10 years. People do it. It's just now celebrities don't have anything else to do. So then they resorted to it to get that attention that they've been craving.
Right. That doesn't sound like that's what he was talking. Is that what you're talking about, Ralph?
Not necessarily. I'm talking more so, like, you know, people. Like, kind of like what me and B've been doing. You know what I'm saying? So since B already took my topic, I was just going to mention, like, the stuff that we've been doing. And I think it's really dope. And the response that we've been getting is really dope. All right, Gizmo. everybody's been, like, you know, hitting us up. Yo, this is really dope. Like, if you go to our Dead Hip Hop's IG, people are like, oh, Kendrick is going to wash the game. But then, like, when we start playing these tracks, people are really, like, and me mug Eric, you was in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you enjoyed yourself. So talk on it a little bit.
I mean, I did, and I was hype. I mean, it was a good show. But I mean, I don't know. Tell me what I misunderstood just now. Y'all, are you asking that? Like, yeah. Tell me what I misunderstood.
I just think that it's gonna be because now we're all kind of confined. I just think that this could be something that people are gonna do even when this passes over. I think that this could be something that people, you know what I'm saying, do more and more of. Bigger celebrities, stuff like that.
Okay.
Like taking, like, different show ideas or I don't know, but just doing it more consistently. Like, because before being locked down for COVID, I didn't see DJs really going on IG Live and doing, like, 4-hour sets and shit like that. I didn't see that.
So you mean the level of celebrity? Because that's what has changed. Like T-Pain, he does live streams all the time, like on Twitch. He'd just be out here. But yeah, as far as the level of celebrity and the amount of people who do it, it's a lot of people are being introduced to the whole live streaming. I don't know the other word for culture, I guess. But I can see it becoming more of a thing for these people who have never done it before to do it more in the future, for sure.
I don't know, because I think you're relying on introverts, right? I think that would be the market, and that would be dope for them if they don't like to go out and be, you know, out in the crowd, you know, among a lot of people. Maybe that could be a way you can, you know, have a live social media platform or whatever. But as far as the regular folk, I don't see regular people, once they're able to go outside, wanting to go in and listen to this thing. It's just, like, for me, like, it's all like listening to DJ D Nice and all these other people. It's like listening to the radio, and that's cool. But to have a video up of somebody playing music, like on the regular without the radio for a regular person, I don't see outside of this anybody wanting to do that. You really need these circumstances in order for that to work.
Not necessarily. There's a lot of people who like to do it. But I mean, you say the introverts, but there's a lot of fucking introverts out here. And that doesn't mean they have to, like, not go out and do performances, but they might implement it into their marketing plan, for sure.
And Ken, I think you also got to think about, like, conversion rate as well, right? Like, some of the outgoing people, they may not, like, do this after everything gets back to normal. But I think some of them will be like, yo, like, I'm looking forward to this person that I got introduced to during this time. So now they start tuning in to certain people.
I just hope that artists don't, because I mean, this would probably be a lot easier for a lot of artists to do versus going out on the road. I just hope that this doesn't become, not the norm, but I hope that this doesn't become something that's a lot more popular, because I mean, I like going out and seeing concerts. I know a lot of people don't. But I know, like there were artists that I like that had record release shows. Like, Moody Black had a record release show. Mm-hmm. And instead of canceling everything, they did it through a live stream. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's cool to watch them perform on, like, a screen as opposed to being there. But at the same time, it's just, like, it just seems weird.
I feel you, Mike. Like, I don't want this to replace live shows.
You want an option.
In addition to, or an option to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think, like, at least for me personally, like, it opened up my eyes. I was like, oh, damn, like, you literally could be clubbing in your house to somebody's live stream. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that idea was kind of cool.
But okay. So clubbing in your house to the live stream. So what, you're going to have a bunch of monitors and stuff around you of other people in the club with you? Is that?
Like that?
You know, you like the only person that dead.
But I'm married, right? So you know, my wife likes to get
not goofy. You, the general person.
I feel you, but I'm talking from my perspective. I'm talking for FIFA 24/7. I'm not talking for everybody else. I can only talk for me.
I don't know, man. Like, so the only thing, like, okay, so Fortnite. A while ago, and maybe it's not for my generation or Eric's generation or Sophie. Maybe it's the ones coming up underneath them. And again, depending on the type of person they are. But there's this DJ Marshmello.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of him.
Yeah, yeah. He did a show on Fortnite, and it was a concert. And I can see something like this working for them because this would be the norm for them. All of these people in this virtual world went to this show in Fortnite. Their virtual character is in there watching this guy perform. And he's playing music, and they're pushing the little buttons, making him dance and do all this other stuff. And it was a really interesting, cool concept to watch. And I could see something like that possibly being done as maybe a one-off here and there. But to become the norm, I think would be that would be just too much. I was just fascinated that all of these
kids, lame,
huh?
That's lame as fuck.
It was cool. You had to be there.
No, I didn't. And you didn't have to be there neither. That's why you had your little character dancing.
I wasn't there. My kid was there, but it was just okay. Yeah, he and you know, of course, he was like 11 to 10. But there were none 11 and 10 year olds there, I would imagine. But just the idea that all of these like imagine like all of these people that can't deal with the outside world and can't deal with these people. What if maybe just taking people's idea? What if you give them somewhere to go virtually to party, and they can make their characters do the little dances or whatever? I don't know, but for people that have those type of conditions or whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. This could be an outlet for them.
Yeah.
Huh? What?
There was a game like that, like in the early 2000s called
The Sims.
No. Oh,
what? Not The
Club
Sims.
Club Penguin.
Oh, Club Penguin. Yeah. I know about it.
Remember all the lame
shit. I'm laughing.
I know a lot of shit, Mike.
Yeah, you could go on there and make a profile and then like walk different places and it would be like a live chat and there's like music in different rooms and stuff like that. That's all that I imagine. That's so funny.
You serious? It was like people would like be clubbing?
Yes. Like go to like the dance party. I mean, obviously you can only say certain things on there because it was like a child type of game. So if you say curse words, they kick you out. But I'm sure there's like an adult version of that. People don't like to leave their house anymore.
And it also has to be considered that like a lot of dead in hip hop fans became dead in gaming fans, became Me Mugga 11 fans. And those people who I know are from like, I'm dead ass. I'm not saying they like, wait. What I do?
Behave.
You good? We good?
You good?
Yeah. All right. So anyway, Anyway, so those people are from like Belgium and you know Africa. They all over the world. So when we hop in like a knowledge stream, we're able to enjoy and listen to the music together and be like, oh, this is my shit right here. And it doesn't have to be like, I'm typing high knowledge in the chat, but I might just be like cleaning up or working out or doing whatever. But knowledge is just the DJ on the radio, so to speak. So there's a social aspect to it too. It's not just like, I don't feel like going outside. It's like, I'm gonna enjoy this with my international friends as well.
Okay. All right, well, we'll see.
I get that.
What's up, Sophie? What happened? What I missed?
Nothing. I really was just laughing at Mike's face. That's really all.
Okay. I didn't tell a lie.
FIFO, you said that was your topic?
Well, originally I was going to say the Drake thing, but I agree with Sophie. It's just like everything I feel like that I've been seeing just – is around Corona, and I don't want to talk about that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still being informed and all of that, but I'm like in this type of setting, I don't want to talk about that no more. So I'm, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell to talk about. And then my other thing was going to be kind of like the whole virtual stuff, you know, but then we already kind of talked about Deny. So I guess, and I already kind of mentioned what me and B are doing, you know, so they were talking about, I had unreleased game tracks on my phone. They said I had Detox on my phone. Like it was hilarious. It was hilarious.
So if you got anything?
I was just going to say, and this isn't directly related to this virus or whatever, but I was going to ask y'all's opinion on the whole Eat the Rich topic, right? So like, we have a situation going on, obviously, not just Corona, but like other things that have happened as far as like recent history events, where you can clearly see like people on the bottom per se, and then people at the top, celebrities, people who have, you know, who are really, really wealthy, Jeff Bezos, like whatever, all these people. And so I know that Mark Zuckerberg just donated $25 million, and a lot of people are calculating it, saying, hey, his worth is $55 billion. This is only such and such and such of his net worth or whatever. And so they're having an issue with that. So I guess my question to you all, I was just wondering during the week, what do you feel like billionaires, there's like a conversation that I think has been happening recently where people feel like, should billionaires exist? Should they not? And if that's the case, what do you feel like would be the cap for them to like donate? Like, do you feel like it would be a percentage, like 10%, like tied in church type of thing? Or should it be something else? Like what standards are we holding them to?
Why is you counting my pockets for? If I get like, I'm not saying people are begging, but just the old adage, beggars can't be choosers. Whatever I decide to give you is whatever I decide to give you. It's my pocket. Like, how dare y'all motherfucking go on Google and then Forbes list me to see how much I'm worth, to see how much I should be giving? The fuck is wrong with, what the hell?
So you feel like, and this is just a question, it's not me feeling a certain way, I'm going into Rod mode right now.
Okay.
If you are worth $55 billion.
So this is Janice?
Jacinda?
Yeah. If you donate $10 publicly, right? Just say, I don't know, whatever. Washington Post picks it up and says, this person has donated a charitable amount of $10. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's worth $55 billion. And people start dragging you for it. Do you feel like that is also the same thing?
It is, because at the end of the day, look, I don't think that people should be counting people's money. And mm-hmm. I do understand that it's kind of a sensitive type of thing, mm-hmm. right? But at the end of the day, like if I decide to donate, regardless of whatever I donate, that's my decision to donate. Because you don't like, at the end of the day, when people look at how much you're worth, that doesn't mean that that's liquid. That doesn't mean that that's what you have access to. It means what you're worth. So, like, just because I may own a home, you know what I'm saying? Like, our home, we bought it at a certain amount. It has appreciated. So, I'm worth something more than what it was when I bought it.
I
don't have access to that.
And then also, another thing to kind of throw into the conversation was, I was seeing a lot of landlord versus tenant speak in the past week on the Twitter. I thought that was a very interesting topic, because I see people very polarized on where they stand with that. So, for example, a lot of people rent houses, apartments, condos, whatever. And, you know, with everything that's going on, rent is still due. You know, bills are still due for the most part. I know that a lot of them you can defer. And I think federal loans, you can go into deferment for a couple of months and this and that and the third. But a lot of people are bringing across that eat the rich mindset with that as well, where it's like, I'm not paying my landlord. Screw that. I'm not paying my landlord. I can't afford it. I can't afford it. Some people are saying, I can't afford it right now, but if I lose my job next month, I'm still going to have some type of rent strike with my tenants or with my fellow, you know, not tenants, but you know, people who rent with me. And we're going to go to our landlord and say, hey, fuck this. And then a lot of people even more so, hold on, wait, a lot of people even more so will say landlords are greedy. They are slumlords. They just take, take, take. They don't do anything. Personally, I am very, like, I'm telling you, like, this topic really fascinated me because I feel like I understand both sides. So I don't really know which way to swing on this one. Like, I can understand and be sympathetic of, like, yes, idealistically, if your landlord has saved, I guess, enough money, sure, maybe they will let rent go out for maybe like a month or so. But they're going to expect that money back and probably with interest. So I'm not really understanding the argument here. So that's just also something that I wanted to bring up with my topic.
So let me address like the slumlord thing. Like, okay, obviously just like with anything, nothing is 100%. So you're going to have some landlords that are just pure trash.
Right.
But for the most part, like the good landlords or even the decent landlords, again, you don't know what's in their pockets, so stop counting their pockets. If they don't give you free rent because of coronavirus, motherfucker, pay me my damn money. Because here's the thing. A lot of landlords don't own their properties outright. They own loans on those properties.
So how are they going to pay you, Ralph?
What?
Huh? How are they going to pay you?
Bro, like, you okay. Yeah, like, do you understand the whole idea of how, like, wealth distribution works in the United States? Mm-hmm. Like, you keep saying, don't count my pockets. Well, then, motherfucker, stop broadcasting your pockets. That's the first issue. The second issue is, if we didn't have such a huge disparity between the uber rich and the uber poor, then this conversation wouldn't really happen. At this point in America, the middle class is damn near gone.
I feel you.
So all of this discussion about, well, you know, you're complaining about what's in my pocket. Well, yeah, because you know what? Last week, I had to scrounge to get money to get some tuna fish while you're broadcasting on IG how you flew a private plane to Paris. So, yeah, it's this thing where people that are in the bottom are really irked by the people who are in the top. Mm-hmm. And if the wealth is distributed a little bit better, then there wouldn't be these people who are so poor they can barely eat. So and I'm not going to sit here and feel bad because somebody's counting somebody's pockets. Like, that, if that's your only problem in the world is somebody counting your pockets, then you're living a pretty good life. Where my problem is, I can't afford to pay rent next month. You see what I'm saying?
No, and I get that. And I guess coming from like a landlord perspective, right? There is varying degrees of landlords, right? Like, you have uber super wealthy landlords that a whole bunch of properties were passed down through time and all of that. And you have landlords that may only have one or two properties, right? So just like the population and just like the economy and just like everybody's pockets, it varies wildly. Right. So all I'm saying is that if you are a landlord and you're a tenant, like, just because you're a tenant, like you signed this lease, you signed an agreement to pay for X amount of time, this amount of money, and you don't know what your landlord situation is. So Mike, what you're telling me is, just because of this whole coronavirus thing, if I'm the landlord and I cannot afford to give you a break on rent, is it wrong for me to expect for you to pay rent?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it is. Because you as a human being should understand that a huge part of the population is out of work. And it's not a matter of, I'm not paying you your rent because I went and smoked up a blunt real quick, or I went and bought a 50 pack of whatever. It's because I literally don't have a job like a lot of the rest of the country.
3.3 million people filed for unemployment.
I get that, but let me pause you right there. As a landlord, what if that's my job, right? And I have a loan on this property and my mortgage is $800 and I'm charging you $1,200 for rent. I'm only making $400.
Because it's possible that you're going to get bailed out by the government anyway as a business owner.
You think so?
Absolutely. Because look, if you're saying, okay, so in your scenario, Ralph, do you own the property that you're renting out to other people?
Yeah, you have a mortgage on it.
Okay, so you have a mortgage on the property that you're renting to other people, and you're also paying the mortgage on the place where you're living?
There are people that do that, yes.
Yeah. Okay, So the thing is, if you are doing that, then you should go to whoever your mortgage company is and say, look, I can't pay you because of the coronavirus. This person's out of work and they're not paying me this money. I'm out of work, so I can't pay you.
It's trickle-down. Yeah, it's trickle-down economics in reverse. Like,
right,
the person you're needing the money for to pay your mortgage don't got it. It's going to be hard for you because 3.7 million people are out of work, and it may go up to 4.7 million in the future. It's going to be hard for you to find somebody to another tenant because of that. So you're not going to have it one way or the other. So at some point, you're going to have to go to that person and ask for them to be lenient towards you the way you're giving it to another person. Okay.
So, all right. So obviously you guys are going to play the tenant. I'm going to play the landlord. So then is it wrong for me to evict you and get somebody in here that could pay it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty shitty because if you know that it's not a matter of, I don't want to pay you, I literally can't because of a pandemic. And then you're going to actually go and evict me. Yeah, dude, you're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm not you, Ralph, in particular.
Yeah, no. I know. We all have different names right now.
Because I just wanted to make sure you didn't, you know.
Yeah, because the thing about that is that can be paused. So if you as a business owner, as a landlord, set up your business in a way that you're relying on that payment in order to make your payment, then that's poor business on your end, which is what people do. People don't have any type of
contingency
cash on hand to help them
liquidity.
Get through, huh? Liquidity, yeah. To help them get through the times that you're going to have a house unoccupied. You have to have those type of reserves in order to be able to pay for that.
Okay.
If you have those reserves or that liquidity in place during this time that nobody can predict, you will be able to cover the mortgage.
All right. So let's say like this, right? Like, I'm a landlord. Let's say I got 10 properties, right? And for each property, I have enough liquidity to cover like 2 or 3 months because typically my vacancies don't last that long. And okay, I tell my tenants during this pandemic, hey, I can give you 2.5 months, but after that, like, I need rent. Like, at the end of the day, like, I think giving breaks during this time, if you can afford to, 100% is the human thing to do.
I agree.
But at the same time, like, there is a business part of it, and if I've already done as much as I possibly can for you, then it's kind of like my hands are tied. Because if I go to the bank and I tell the bank this, and the bank is like, "Nah, we need our money,"
right? What you gonna do?
But it's possible the bank isn't going to say that because they are in the middle of this crisis too. We're all in it.
And I'm not.
That's
I'm
what
not
this thing has done. It's made everybody equal. You know what I'm saying? Along the lines of that, it doesn't look at race, color,
100%.
You know, class, et cetera, et cetera.
100%.
You said coronavirus is all lives matter?
I'm fucking.
All I'm saying is, if the bank says "fuck you, pay me," I have no other options.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You have another option. You can go to another bank and find someone that's willing to help you
to refinance. And I'm not saying, okay, obviously, in this scenario, we're not necessarily right now exhausting all resources. Yes, you can try to go to another bank and this, that, but at some point, the bank is going to want your bread.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying. And obviously, the human thing to do, right, and Ken's 100% right, like, as any type of business owner, you have to have some type of liquidity to cover natural disasters and things that are just completely out of your control, right? So I get that. And the human thing is like, hey, if I have reserves for each of my properties for 3 months, cool, let's use that, right? Mm-hmm. Or 2.5 months, so that way you're not, you know, all the way down to zero. You still got a little something. But at the end of the day, like, payments, normal life, things have to start. The wheel has to start turning again.
By Easter. So you want everything to be back to normal by Easter.
If I say 2.5 months, what are we in? What month is this? March?
That was a joke.
Trump said Easter. He was joking.
Oh, yeah. You know I don't listen to that white man.
Yeah, Yeah, y'all. Anyways, I just had to bring that up because I saw completely different polarizing opinions, viewpoints, similar to the discussion that we just had. But yeah, and then there's also a discussion surrounding, okay, if landlords are able to afford pushing out, right, their rent that they need from their tenants, when they fund that back in, does it have interest on it? Do they fund it back in? Do they just pay it and then resume payments later on? How does that work?
Shouldn't be no interest.
It should be.
Because now that is that's some loan shark type shit right there.
Mm-hmm. But this is all where the stimulus should come in for like these kinds of situations. Because I mean, yeah, you can't charge interest, and in my opinion, you shouldn't really even charge me back rent if you didn't have to actually pay it.
100%.
If the government is coming in and they're giving you this money for this particular purpose, your ass bet not come back to me later on being like, so remember those 3 months that the people were dying and you didn't have work? I kind of need that money. Nah, bitch, no, you don't. Right. I don't have it because I wasn't making it. Mm-hmm. But that's where this whole wealth distribution thing comes into play. And that's where I think a lot of this eat the rich stuff comes from is, again, you have people that are making jack shit to people who are making 30, 40, 50 times that for doing little to nothing. And yeah,
yeah, I mean, it should be paused. It should be paused. No, I'm just saying it should be paused. Mm-hmm. And then when things get back, you just unpause it. And yeah, you just pick up right where you left off. And then that's it.
But you know what? I had problems with wealth distribution before the coronavirus. This whole eat the rich thing, that's been going around since I was in fucking ninth grade. And probably, I'm sure well before that.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with that saying because, I mean, it is what it is, man. It's like people might look at people like us and be like, yeah, you guys are rich. And we would never think that. But there are people who have it way worse than us.
100.
So I couldn't get mad at them for saying, fuck me. I couldn't, because I would have to like put myself in their shoes. As an adult, I've never had to scrounge to get a meal. You know, even when I was working at fucking health food stores and shit, I had enough money to eat. But if I put myself in their shoes, yeah, I would feel some type of way about people like me who have a decent car, can afford to go on trips and that kind of shit, where they literally can't afford to get food. It's just one of those things you kind of have to deal with.
Yeah, and be mindful of. I tell my kid that, like, I say, you just don't understand. Like, there are a lot of kids your age, a lot of your classmates that can't go on vacations, mm-hmm. probably have never been on a vacation. I was one of those kids growing up. I may have been on a vacation once with my mm-hmm. parents together. So I've been in their shoes. I say, you're so blessed, you just don't know it. And, you know, no one can predict the future. It may not always be like this, so cherish the moments while you can. I said, but there are a lot of kids that don't have a third or 1/8 of what you have right now. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, I get it. Like when you said people will look at us, you know, like people when I was growing up, people thought we were rich, and we have shit. My mom was like, "Oh, y'all rich over there." I'm like, "Nah, we're just like, at least I thought, like everybody else." But because my mom was an REN and, you know, fairly decent car. We had pretty decent stuff. It wasn't the top-notch stuff. People looked at us like we had stuff. And I'm like, we didn't have shit. Mm-hmm. So it's perception, man. Yeah. Hmm. And I think these discussions are going to be ongoing. And it's like it's like we got to get through one thing first, but they're taking this moment to address this thing that's been going on, like Mike said, since he was in ninth grade, you know, and it's like you're trying to take advantage of this to have this big, this larger conversation in the middle of people dying to serve whatever underlying agenda that you have.
Well, it's also because of the celebrities' attitudes towards this. Like, you've seen certain people that are going out of their way to be like, yo, this is a really serious issue. Y'all need to take it seriously, stay indoors, etc. Then you have people like the girl from or the woman from Ant-Man and Wasp. I forget her name. Evangeline yeah. something. Lily. Thank you. You know, where she's just like, yo, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna do whatever I want. I'm not gonna let this coronavirus ruin my good time. Mm-hmm. You know? And then you have people that even these celebrities that are saying, yeah, stay at home. You have plenty of stuff to do at home. Just stay there and don't go out. Yeah, you're doing the right thing and you're saying the right thing, but you have to understand that your perspective is a lot different than other people's. Like Kim Kardashian saying to stay at home, like, motherfucker, you have 12 basketball courts, 14 movie theaters, a bowling alley, you know what I'm saying? A race mm-hmm. car track. You have all this shit in your house, whereas the average American is living in a one-bedroom apartment. So you saying stay at home is a little bit different than me or someone that's a lot less fortunate than me having to stay at home. Like Kim Kardashian, I guarantee you, still has plenty of food being delivered.
Yeah.
Whereas people like us have to risk our lives to go out and get food.
You know, it's interesting because that was like when I was scrounging for topics, I was seeing not part of Eat the Rich, but just people being criticized for posting about them living life. Like somebody got jumped on and I just saw the headline because she went on a vacation with her kids and people were like, should she have done this? Then there was the rich guy going back to the Eat the Rich thing where he's on this big ass yacht somewhere out in the middle of the ocean talking about self-isolation and quarantine or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it kind of go back to what you're saying is like your version of that is so much different than everybody else's.
Right.
And you're telling people to be safe. Like, bro, you're out in the middle of the ocean. It's like, you guys probably never seen it, but there was a show called The Last Ship, where it was a Navy ship. There was a virus that was taking place on the U.S. And it was this Navy ship was the only ship that was alive that wasn't really affected by it. Like, that's you right now. Like, you're not in any danger whatsoever.
Right. Your be safe is fun. Our be safe is shitty.
Exactly.
We got these 14 kids over in this other room hollering and screaming.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where your be safe is you out in the fucking sun. You know what I'm saying? You're looking at the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I read an article saying that there was this one guy, I don't know if he was a basketball player or what, but once he heard about the whole COVID-19 thing, he was like, all right, fuck this. Bought an island for his family and was like, we're just going to chill out here until this is over with.
Who did this?
I don't remember the guy's name. He was some celebrity or basketball player.
I think I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. Mm-hmm.
I wish I could buy me an island, man. Shit.
I don't think that they're that expensive.
So, there you go. They're not that expensive. Think about that towards your average American.
No. I know.
Like
what you're
me?
Talking. Like, right, like, you're like the cost of a house.
An island is like $1 billion. It's probably a couple million. I'm just saying.
No. I've looked into it. There's some islands you could get for like 300,000, 400,000.
Oh, that's nothing.
What I'm saying. That's like a house.
Pennies.
No. Who said that?
This is why we're saying eat the fucking rich. Y'all are like, oh, they're not that expensive. How much is that expensive? 300,000. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'll go buy one next week.
You can finance that.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on now. Like, nigga.
You guys really don't understand how privileged you are, do you? This is almost sad.
Bruh, trust me.
Finance an island. What if I can't eat?
Mike.
There's food on the island.
I've been in a situation where me and my brothers have to share one room growing up.
But not now, Ralph.
I understand that. But all what I'm saying is I am privileged.
Can you let that man compare and contrast, please? Compare and contrast.
Like, for I feel like I'm the average American.
You are not the average American.
So I'm above average.
Yes. No, man.
No. You keep going on trips and shit for your career.
Look, I keep trying to tell y'all, like, the middle class is damn near gone. We are above average when it comes to the average American, like single person or single family or whatever. Not single family.
You know
family,
what, Mike? I think everybody's perception of middle class is a little bit different because it's so ambiguous. When I was growing up, I was not necessarily taught, but it's just like whatever school system that you grow up in or the kids that you see around you, it's like yeah, you're middle class. You might be lower middle class, right, but you still experience the same things. You come to the same proms. You're invited to the same whatever, which is, again, why they try to district certain school zones in a certain way. I get that. But to me, and this is just from my experience personally, and not only, like, before I say this, I understand my personal privilege and the fact that, you know, I come from a certain type of, you know, parent, whatever, and they just, you know, did all a whole bunch of stuff for us growing up. But, like, again, my perception of a middle class, like, average middle class was, like, maybe, like, townhouse, one or two car garage situation at, like, three bed, two bath type of thing. That's always been my perception of middle class. Middle class has never been living in an apartment to me.
Look, ask yourself this. If you missed a paycheck, you'd still be straight. Like, if you just lost one whole paycheck, you'd still be straight after that, right? Like you could live.
Yeah, that would suck, but
it would suck, but you could live. It wouldn't fuck you up really bad. At this point, I think a lot of Americans, it would do more than suck. Yeah. Like, it would fuck them completely financially.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, we think of the whole living check to check thing as like, oh, I'm keeping,
I don't want to be broke.
Right. Yeah. But like, we're not really going to be broke.
Yeah.
Like, we want to keep our bank account at a certain level.
Right.
But some people living check to check is literally like, yo, I spent this check and I have like a dollar left in my bank account.
Before we start again, yeah.
Right. That's none of us here have that problem. I mean, I'm assuming. None of us here are that kind of broke.
Hey, for
Ralph.
Listen, for the first quarter, the last quarter of last year, like, I'm just now bouncing back, bro. Like, I was in dire straits, and where me and wifey would pay bills, and we was like, okay, how are we going to eat now?
Right.
He was there. So I've been there. And that's why I say I'm the normal American, right? Like, I've had ups and I've had downs. And in recent times, I've had downs where if I pay a bill, I don't know really, like, I'm scrounging to eat, Mike.
Yeah.
No, okay. Now, FIFA.
But I'm saying, but that was a short period of time. That was not your normal, everyday, day-to-day thing. Because you still got a fancy new phone.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? You still dress well. You can still go out and eat. I'm not saying that, like your short period of time, that's people's everyday for years.
No, I feel you.
Know what I'm saying? Like I've been there too. Like, you remember I was out of work for, what, 7, 8, 9 months?
I me too. So
I felt it. But think about, that is just your normal day, is wondering if after I pay this bill, can I eat? Like, that's not our normal day to day. We are above average.
Yeah.
You disagree, Eric? I saw you said something earlier, but we...
No, I don't disagree at all. You're muted, FIFA.
He's talking to his wife, I think.
Oh, my bad. No, I don't disagree at all. I don't. I've heard the phrase that there's no such thing as a moral billionaire. And I'm like... Okay. I don't know. It made me think, but I'm like, yeah, I can kind of see it, because you can do a lot. You can do a lot to help. You know what I mean? With that money. So in a way, I do kind of count pockets. Like, I'm not, I don't know, man. It's complicated.
I'm gonna say, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Like, and it's hard because it's like, I think everybody wants to believe that they're going to be on the other side of the percentile range. You know, everybody wants to feel like they have the opportunity to make it into the 1%. That's why I think people hate socialism and, you know, whatever. But my whole thing is, like, knowing the statistics, right? And knowing how much 1 billion is. First of all, niggas don't even really still understand how big 1 million is, and the fact that that could change their lives completely from, like, here to there. But then when you think about how much 1 billion is, and the fact that people are, you know, 10 billionaires and 15 million billion, like, it's just like these numbers are just so astronomical that I think you see a lot of poor people defending billionaires, saying, hey, you know, if they weren't billionaires, they wouldn't be able to donate as much as they do. Or, hey, you know, without billionaires, this and that and the third. But it's like, okay, when you think about the fact that they're tax write-offs, when you think about the fact that they really don't get taxed the same way as like your average working person mm-hmm. does. I think it's the loopholes really that bother me more than anything. I think that there should be checks and balances on how much somebody can make. And I don't really think it should be on me as a citizen to say to the next citizen, hey, you could have donated 5 or 6 more million. I think that should be the government's job. But, you know, it sucks because the government is also capitalist. So it's like, that's where do you go from here?
If it's the government's job, they're not going to pay taxes at all.
Right. Yep. Yeah, it's complicated.
Yeah.
But yeah, the only thing I really have that I'm starting to pay attention to, I don't know if you guys have been out and seen gas prices.
Yes, 187, baby.
185.
I heard that in Logansville, it's as low as 99 cents.
Relax. Who's going out to Logansville?
Yeah.
My dad took a picture and showed me the gas station that was near him, and the cheapest gas I think I saw was 119.
Damn, that is crazy. Yep.
That is.
119 regular, 139 mid, and 159 premium.
I would just be driving just to drive. Fuck it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you can.
Not only that, Mike. Hey, Mike, not only that, the roads are clear.
Right. Mm-hmm. Clear. I love it.
Yeah, and they're saying it's probably going to get worse. Like, we're, like, losing, we as in the U.S. is, you know, about to lose its title as the top oil producer, all because Saudi Arabia and Russia are in the middle of this battle about oil production. And then you layer on top of that, you know, this whole virus thing and everything basically being shut down, like, this shit is going to get even cheaper. I just caution everybody, you know, enjoy while you can, stack those extra little cents or whatever that you can, because at some point, there will be intervention by the government to get this thing back on track. Because once again, kind of to add on to what we were just talking about, people are losing too much money in the crude business. And when you see oil barrels jump from $65 a barrel in January all the way down to $20 a barrel today, that's not good. So, but... Hey, 99 cents, that's not a bad drive.
Okay, like, how do you store oil?
How
do you store gas?
Can't really, because it'll get stale.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
It's one of those things where if you don't use it now or, like, in the next month, it'll go bad?
My frame is, but the octane, the potency of the gasoline degrades. And obviously more and more over time, where to the point where you just wouldn't be able to use it in your vehicle.
So basically I need to get diesel fuel and just air that bitch out for a couple months.
All fuels degrade.
All fuels degrade. Yeah.
You know, I tried to be smart. Okay. Yeah. No.
Which is why
you tried though. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's funny you said that, people, because yeah, I didn't learn that. When I was a kid, because my dad, when I used to cut grass, my mm-hmm. dad, he'd be like when we was done cutting grass for the season, like, you know, when it was like late September or
got to siphon it out.
Whatever, we were like, we gotta cycle that bitch out and just let it go, and so until it's completely empty, so we can put new gas in it. So, yeah, that's when I learned that. I'm like, oh yeah, gas do get bad after time. But yeah, I was a kid when I learned that, cutting grass.
Wow. Yes.
Also, part of the reason why at gas stations, all of their gas is stored underground as well, because it'll evaporate.
Because it evaporates, yep.
Ooh, interesting.
And the best time to go get gas, I want to say, is in the morning.
It's in the morning, yeah.
It's cold out. The colder it is, the more
in the
gas
morning. Per dollar. In the morning,
Really?
Yeah.
Because think about it. The vapors is evaporated gas. So the hotter it is and it's pumping out, it's literally
evaporating
as you're pumping it. But the colder it is, the less of that happens. So you get more.
That's why it's always good to get gas on your way to work, because it's early in the morning, you know, it's cold, ma'am. I know it's cooler or whatever, then, you know, even just thinking like.
So you end up paying less that way?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to pay $5, but yeah. Obviously it'll accumulate over time.
Okay.
Yeah, it won't be like super noticeable, but right. You know, but the volume, you'll get more volume of gas in the morning than you would in the evening. Hmm. Or in, yeah. So just a little small something there, you know, get you by. But yeah, so it's just something that you know, I think it'll become a bigger story as things start to clear in the next couple of months. Once things get back to normal. But yeah, it's and enjoy it while you can. I didn't know it was that cheap in Detroit though, B.
Yeah.
Man. Anyway. What you got, Mike?
Well, I know FIFO, you don't want to talk about coronavirus. And I really don't either. But I
just do
this is sort of related, and I did just find this kind of interesting. So they have now made it to where it is a felony if you go up to somebody and you maliciously like cough on them. Even you're still muted too, by the way, Ralph.
I know.
Y'all even if you even if you don't actually have it, like there have been cases where people have been going into stores. And like, let's say if we're in the store and you just like act some type of way towards me and I just, just to be a dick.
Right.
You can get arrested for that now because they're viewing that as a terrorist. I should have wrote it down. Like terrorism charges.
You know, Mike, to that, I saw this article where a grocery store, I don't know if it was like a major chain like Kroger or something like that, or if it was like a smaller neighborhood one. But all I know is that somebody coughed maliciously on some produce.
Yeah.
And that store lost $35,000.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that.
All that food, they had to throw all of the food away, even though it wasn't even confirmed if she had it or not. They still had to throw all of that food away. And then they're worried that like, they're like, oh yeah, the insurance will cover it. But our rates are automatically going to go up. So they got fucked because of one person doing something like this.
So, Mike, do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I think it's funny that everybody is agreeing with this, right? I agree with you as well. However, do you remember that story about the girl licking ice cream?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I specifically remember that day that happened on Twitter and everybody was, like, trying to air her out and find her ad and, like, find her on social media. We did, and I think that we saw that she was not remorseful at all and she wanted to do it to get attention. Mm-hmm. But then it was found out that she was a minor. And so in response to that, people were like, oh, well, jail is a little extreme and, you know, kids will be kids and da-da-da-da-da. The response to that, I think, was a lot different. Measuring those two stories up, do you still feel like she should have been charged to some degree, given the fact that not she wasn't necessarily sick, but still, you know, contaminating things in the grocery store? What if they had to throw out all the ice cream based on that because of the types of packaging or the lids or whatever? I kind of think that they are both one and the same, regardless of.
I don't think they're the same. I think she should have gotten charged. I don't think they should have taken her to jail, but at least fine her. And make her have to pay for all of the all of the food that she had to get wasted or whatever. The reason I'm cool with these type of situations now is because this illness is killing people. So it's a very, very different situation. Back then, what's the worst that could happen? She licks the ice cream, you eat it afterwards, and you're grossed out. That's really the extent of it. Where, I mean, as far as I've seen, coronavirus can't be passed through, like, I licked a piece of ice cream and then you ate it afterwards. Can it be?
I think they're saying that the virus can live up onto surfaces for a certain amount of time.
No, I know, but I thought it was, I would have to touch it and then inhale it. Well, I guess you're eating it.
Yeah. Yeah, you still would inhale it. Plus, I think they're saying that, especially if it's ice cream because it's cold, it may potentially last longer than if it was
hot. It's alive longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now I would think, yeah, they should have taken her stupid ass to jail because you are potentially killing people.
All right. But
if this pandemic was not happening and she did that, yeah, it's fucked up. We got to throw away this food. You should have to pay for it and maybe pay something on top of that as, you know.
Don't do it again.
But taking her to jail.
I'm wondering if my answer to this is because we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
Because when she was asking, I was like, yeah, lock her ass up. I don't know what she got.
Hello?
Send her ass to jail. You know, and you know, and I can't even remember what I thought about it in the past, because I think it's just stupid. Because there was her, and then there was another black guy that got caught.
Correct.
And then there's been a white guy that got caught doing it.
Yep.
And then all of these people that are out there intentionally spitting on stuff and poles, and it's just like, what are y'all doing? Like you're kill, you could possibly kill somebody. So yeah, y'all are terrorists. Get that, put the ass in some jail somewhere and get them off the streets.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a felony now. And I found that to be very interesting. Like the other story was there were some people that were in line to get food. And apparently this one person stood too close to one guy and he turned around and was just like, you know, hey, yo, can you back up a little bit? And the guy started and he said, now you have coronavirus. Mm. Now, again, no one knows if he really had it or not. But the fact that he said that and maliciously coughed on them, they're saying that he can now be arrested. And I'm like,
wow,
I got no problem with that. Because, look, it's either you're going to get arrested or I'm going to fuck you up. Those are the only two options. Because if I'm in a store and someone did that to me just because I said, yo, can you back up a little bit? Because I've been at Walmart since this pandemic has happened. I've had to go to Walmart to get cleaning stuff or whatever. And motherfuckers do not understand this social distancing shit. Like, they're standing, like, 2 feet next to me and wanting to chat. And I'm like, bitch, I don't want to talk to you.
Period.
You spit when you talk. You need to back up.
Yep.
If it was a situation where if I said, hey, man, like, can you take 3 giant steps back and the dude coughed on me trying to be funny, I'm hitting you with everything that I can reach.
Period.
It's not going to help anything, but I'm going to feel better. Like, if I get coronavirus later, I'm going to know that I at least fucked you up. And yep, you're feeling maybe as bad as I am right now.
Correct.
So I'm cool with them arresting these motherfuckers. Arrest all of them.
Period.
What if they move after everything gets back to whatever this the future normal will be? What would you think of them reducing it from a terrorist act back to, like, I guess whatever it is, like whatever it was,
or something?
Yeah, like they're just really just changed the law because we're in the middle of this and they're trying to save lives. But once they got a vaccine and a way to treat and everything kind of gets back to whatever we're gonna be, what would you think about them changing it back to the way it was before?
Me or Sophie? Yeah. Me, I'd be fine with it.
It don't matter.
I'd be fine with it because I think it needs to be heightened right now because you are literally threatening somebody's life.
Yeah, I get that.
But then again, even if we get a vaccine, I don't know, man. For a while, I might be like, yo, keep that shit the same, because we were talking earlier about this whole wealth disparity and wealth, you know, like some people, even after the vaccine comes out, we have to understand some people may not be able to afford this vaccine. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's going to be free.
Right.
You know, and some people can't afford insurance.
Hello.
You and know, so
got fired with jobs.
Or, yeah.
Insurance.
Right.
Right.
It's also stupid, but okay.
So how do you even get your hands on this vaccine? So I'm at Aldi trying to get my kids some food and some motherfucker coughs on me. Like, it's not a matter of, okay, well, cool, I'm just going to go to the store and get me a vaccine. Nah, like, I may literally have no way to get that vaccine. So you know what? Can I change my mind? Nah, man, leave that shit. Leave that shit for a while until that vaccine is as easy to get as some fucking Motrin. You know what I'm saying?
And maybe it needs to remain. Like,
maybe
that could be the new thing because people didn't treat the acts that they were doing seriously enough because they didn't know the ramifications of it because they never saw it. Right. Because whoever purchased that item or whoever they coughed on, by the time you guys separate, you don't know what happens to that person. So maybe they need to leave it the way it is. And I'll be cool with that. Because, yeah. Yep. So All right, cool. Well, that's going to do it for topics. We'll jump into comment commentary and questions after this quick break. All right, we are back. So let me jump into comment commentary. So this one is from Geos4MA. Said, hey, y'all found GMAC Cash. That nigga go hard, LMAO. Y'all got to listen to 40 Ball and Black Forces. His songs be having me rolling. Have you heard those, Mike?
Nope.
Stuck on that other one. Okay.
No, I'm still – I haven't spread that video, like, because I didn't want to get people, like, to jump on me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I still kind of think it's funny.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
This next comment is from Wasn't Sure What to Have. Sort of a comment comeback regarding the BDSM question. Have y'all heard of the case of R versus Brown? It was here in the UK. It regarded a group of men who were convicted for the involvement of consensual homosexual acts over a 10-year period. It included genital torture, like nailing their penis to light boards and masturbating with nettle leaves. It was really controversial and crazy because they were sentenced because it involved GBH and ABH, despite everything being consensual with forms being signed before the acts took place. They decided it couldn't be consensual when GBH and ABH took place. It caused a law to change in the UK when it happened in 1994, and then he dropped the link in it. I have not heard of that. Have anyone else? I have not heard of that case.
No. Anyone
else?
Nah, bro, I ain't into that type of shit. I would, that would never come across my timeline, bro.
Hey, man, you know it's going to be a good-ass time when she give you a fucking consent form, bro. Like, if she... If she make you sign a consent form before you know it's about to be a good-ass night.
It's about to go down.
It's about to go down. Hey, man. Live your best life, man. Sign that form, bro. You about to have a good time.
Yeah.
You the youngest one here, ain't you, Eric?
I am.
You ain't signing the form?
Hell no, nah, miss me with that shit, man.
What'd you say, Ralph? What'd you say?
That's a good time for you, bro.
Yeah.
That's real metal.
What's in that canister right there that you?
It's
drink?
Just water, because you need to stay hydrated before you sign that form.
Man, that's crazy. No, I haven't heard about that one. But thanks for putting us on. Game, I guess. Had to check that one out. Don from Decatur wrote, shout out to the squad for giving us some lighthearted entertainment to help take our minds off this.
Look at my face. Look at my face.
All right, so yeah, that's gonna do it for comments.
You're not gonna pee. Hey, did you peep this?
How
what? Was it Zy Mangus? Daddy Hip Hop, the movie.
I did see that. That was funny. Did you want to read it?
Oh yeah. I mean, I thought it was funny. He had titled Dead in Hip Hop. He posted this 4 days ago. Dead in Hip Hop movie. I was just thinking that wouldn't it be dope if this was like a crazy hip hop horror movie, like what do you say? Pelillion style?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, like Jordan Peele.
Like Jordan Peele. Yeah.
Oh, why he just didn't say that? I don't know.
It's like Hancockian.
Why you didn't say just like Jordan Peele style? I don't know.
He's being fancy.
He said, like Mike is a serial killer that kidnaps real rappers and makes them spit bars for their lives. If they come up short, he kills them in the same way of the lyrics he actually likes. Rod and FIFO are detectives trying to solve the gruesome murders. Ken is a crazy historian that used to work for MTV Rap City but was fired because he was trying to tell people about Mike's ever since he was connected to Mike's countless other rap murders. Over the years, that was chopped up as a gang related. BZ is one of two people that passed Mike's test, but is haunted by the experience and is in the insane asylum. Sophie is Mike's sister that doesn't want to believe what Mike is, but suspects he's behind all the deaths. I don't know. Just a thought. Ask the track if you have better ideas. Let's keep this going.
I'm with it.
Melon gotta be a killer.
Get Rod on the phone right now.
Don't get
robbed. Would you say Sophie? Why gotta be his sister?
No, seriously.
Damn, Sophie, you don't want to be my sister.
Damn, you trying to get killed?
Excuse me?
So you trying to get killed? Because I know you can't rap.
What are you talking about? I'm not a rapper.
That's the point.
Good.
If well, you not, can't rap,
then I'm living then. Nigga, I'm living.
Sophie got the whole shit backwards as fuck.
Don't she? Just yeah. All backwards. Damn.
Yeah, they've gotten creative. I haven't read much of the comments, but I like the idea. I like the idea of Mike being a serial killer. The reason why he's killing people, maybe we could do something different. But outside of that, though, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. That was cool.
Shout out to y'all, man. They did that. They did us going the different factions in the apocalypse. That was a while back. So yeah, man. They keeping themselves entertained.
This is on Reddit.
Huh?
Yeah.
This is on Reddit?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't been in Reddit in a while. I'm about to go take a peek in there.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for comments this week. We'll jump into our questions. The Pass the Mic segment is where we answer your questions. You can send us your questions to our email address at isthemicstillon@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 470-440-0811. This question was actually sent to us as a voicemail, but he said he forgot to leave his name and sounded really, really nervous. So he went and sent us an email. So I'm gonna read the email that he wrote. So hi, I'm a big fan of the podcast. I left a voicemail recently, but I forgot to leave my name, which is Carlos, and I sounded pretty nervous. So to clarify, here's my question in written form. I'm 21 and have been married to my wife for a couple of years, who I was on and off with since the seventh grade. Recently, she has cheated on me, but after huge arguments over it, I decided to stay and give her another chance. Despite this, she has continued to talk to other guys who I know she had relationships with in the past and dated. I want to leave her now, but I'm scared of what comes with Georgia divorce laws. Sadly, the plot thickens.
Oh.
I also became close friends with another female while preparing to figure out how to leave my wife, but despite yearning to make a move, I'm not single yet, and she just got out of a relationship with a good friend of mine who just moved. Please help me in all caps, 4 exclamation marks. Thanks, guys. P.S. My wife is Jamaican and has been giving me vibes that she would kill me in my sleep if things escalate.
Didn't we already have a question like this?
I don't think so.
It sounds real familiar.
I would like murder.
So
there's a lot of things.
His wife, his current wife is cheap. Okay, was cheating on him, tried to make it work out, but now he likes someone else, but wants to divorce her, but doesn't really want to divorce her because he's scared that she's going to kill him.
And of Georgia laws.
Yeah.
What?
Georgia laws. You know, I think the thing that got me was a couple of years, and he's 21. So
21.
I mean, like two, like you got married at 19?
From the seventh grade on and off. There's a lot.
You got me fucked up.
He said, I've been married for a couple of years. You know.
What's the Georgia law thing? I'm confused.
Yeah.
Maybe taking half?
Alimony, I guess.
If he has money.
But if you divorce her because she was cheating and you can prove she was cheating, she can't take half. Right?
No, but he might be talking about that child support. We don't know if they got kids. You know, that joint is for real.
He probably would have mentioned it, right?
Yeah, I would think he'd have mentioned that. But you never know. Yeah, you're right.
He was nervous, bro. Like, he left the voicemail and had to write something because of how nervous
he was. Bro, like, that's crazy.
It makes me wonder if this is the first time she's cheated on him.
No. Like,
no. Heck no, it's not.
She's been cheating since the seventh grade.
That's what I was wondering.
Why do you think they had breakups?
Why do you think they've been on and off? They've been on and off this dick. That's what it is. He needs to just go ahead and go find him somebody else.
And don't marry that other person in like 2 weeks. He seemed like the type to do it.
Yeah, because that's all. He's just going off emotion at that point.
Bro, you need to... and then she talking like she cheated on you, and now she's talking to other people that she's probably slept with,
right?
Mm-hmm. And you still there because of some Georgia divorce laws, bro?
You want some sucker shit, man?
It's time to go.
Yeah,
then time to go.
It's time to get bellicose. That's the word, right? That's the word, right?
Good shit, Eric. Okay. All right. You got the word of the day. Okay.
Yep, there you go. One for Eric. I wonder who's this girl that he's with, though, that he likes. But he might want to leave it alone.
She probably ain't quarantined.
Have a relationship with his friend?
Yeah, so become close friends with him. Now he just said another female.
No, and I thought he said that she just got out of a relationship with one of his friends.
You're right.
What the hell?
Damn. He already know what to do, man. He already know what to do. He know what he need to do.
What does he need to do?
He's trying to leave his wife, but he don't know how to leave his wife.
Kick her out.
She gonna kill him, Mike.
Kill her back.
Kill her back.
How she cheat on you and got you so shook that you're afraid to leave her?
Right.
Bro, what is going on?
That don't add up. That doesn't add up at all.
No. Something's wrong here.
Do better, Carlos.
I mean, unless the part... That's probably why he called. He was so nervous. He was probably scared she was going to find out he told us.
He probably was in the other room under the bed.
He was in the bathroom.
Right. I think she can hear me.
What you doing in there, Carlos? Nothing.
Nothing.
I just don't understand. Like, you get into this huge argument because she cheated on you. You decide to stay after that to give it another chance. Bro, you gotta go, man.
It's time to get out. Take some time to grow up. Learn yourself. And then find you a new one when you're ready. Yeah, he don't know himself. Seventh grade? Mm-hmm. He don't know himself. Married at fucking 18, 19? He don't know himself, man.
So he need to go out and sign some consent forms, huh?
I say all that.
Hell yeah, boy. Get your dick nailed to a piece of wood. Then go back to her later on. You don't need our help. You don't need our help at all. You know what you're supposed to do.
Call the police.
I mean, if she's threatening to kill you and you're afraid to do anything with her around, call the cops and have them come and kick her out the house. Or you need to move out.
And don't eat her cooking because you don't know what she's going to put in it.
True. Mm. She probably going out bringing coronavirus back home and shit, man.
Ooh, damn. You got that corona coochie, Eric?
She just might.
Wouldn't that be some shit? You think you're self-isolating and you ain't had the shit. She ain't had the shit. And you just come home one day and you're like, man, I feel sick. And you go get tested. But how the fuck this happened? I don't even know. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You had Eric over the house, didn't you?
No. Don't call me Carlos. Oh,
my brother Carlos.
I'm waiting for bad advice. What first you got, of kid? All,
no, I don't have any.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't have any. Because we need to save this man. Because I think this man will end up dead or severely.
He legit could be in danger, though. We joking, but he legit could be in danger.
Now, he is. You don't write that at the end. You don't put the PS in there unless you really believe it's true. So. First, you need to find out and make sure that this other girl that you're talking about that was with your homie or, yeah, a good friend of yours. Definitely. Y'all need to find out if y'all really are a thing. And if you are, then go there, move in with her.
Oh, my God.
Even if they can't be a thing, they should not be a thing. Because he's not emotionally mature.
Why not?
He's not ready.
He is ready. That's why he put it in the email.
Man. Grass is green on the other side, man. You see some other shit,
Eric.
You can't have
Eric. Like, that shit look good. Where he gonna go? He got to go self isolate
by himself.
That's not self isolating.
By himself, drive down to Loganville. Fuck that.
He might not even got the money.
It's Loganville. You just need a dollar.
You can get some hoes in Loganville, bro.
I guess you can.
He won't, sir. Yeah, find out if that's a real thing. If it's a real thing, leave your Jamaican wife, move in with her, and then divorce her.
She a good cook. That's probably what it is.
She probably don't cook for him. He probably cook for her.
Really?
Maybe, yeah.
The way this story sounds, I don't see – he didn't say anything positive about this girl. Mm-mm. Nothing.
But you fucked up though, Carlos. Like, if you mess with that girl and she was with a good friend of yours, you fucked up too, bro. Yep.
He should beat your ass, Carlos.
Yeah, they both should beat your ass. Your Jamaican wife and the good friend.
They should jump you, Carlos.
Yeah. just whoop your ass.
Just beat your ass in front of your house. So you lucky Corona's happening. They can't come over there right now.
That's probably why it hadn't happened yet. Just wait. They just wait for the all clear. They waited for Easter.
Easter Sunday, boy. He gonna beat your ass, boy. He gonna beat
your ass. Carlos. Trump said, we gonna get this economy rolling. We gonna whoop your ass economically.
That's a goddamn shame. You catching an economical ass whooping. Carlos.
Y'all lost some shit tonight, boy.
I don't feel sorry for him no more. That's dirty as fuck.
Y'all motherfuckers got cabin fever, don't y'all?
That's fucked up. Shit.
We better than Carlos, at least.
Yeah, talking about the plot.
I feel you on that.
Out of here. So, anyway. All right, well, that's going to do it for us, man. We appreciate you guys. We hope you guys enjoyed this and got you through another week. So, we appreciate you guys showing up and checking us out, and we'll be back next week. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Later. Peace. Yeah!